Chapter 17. Jackie invited Pat and me to her house for lunch. This was a good sign, maybe an indication that whatever crisis she faced had passed, or maybe she was simply ready to share her problem. I put off my visit to the Carver place until that afternoon. The salad and sandwiches were delicious. We sat at Jackie's round dining table, sunlight streaming through sheer yellow curtains, and enjoyed a brownie with coffee. Gazing at her cup, Jackie sighed and spoke without looking at us. "I'd like to talk about something, if you don't mind. I know you two can keep this under your hats."
"Three musketeers," Pat murmured. "One for all and all for one."
"It's Ron," Jackie said. "Or maybe it's me. I don't know. He's been working late, missing supper many times, and he seems to have just lost interest in me. I was afraid he had found somebody else, somebody exciting and younger." Holding my breath, I waited for Jackie to go on. "Ron?" I had seen the devotion these two had for each other, and it was hard to believe that Ron didn't love Jackie as much as he ever did. Jackie sighed. "Finally, last night, we had a long heart-to-heart talk. He assured me that all was well as far as his affections went. But he thought I had become distant, uninterested in him. Can you believe it? Why should he think that?" Pat's face was a study. Raised eyebrows, lips pressed together. Shaking her head, Jackie went on. "Turns out it's his job. Now, how do I compete with a law practice he loves and knows like the back of his hand?" I felt a sense of relief at Jackie's news. Their marriage might have a few cracks in it, but surely it wasn't broken past repair. "He has been a lawyer here in town for many years," Pat said. "Why is it suddenly becoming a problem?" Jackie got up to refill our coffee cups. "He's taken on too much work. He's involved with a civic group in town that's trying to help teens and preteens before they're entangled in the justice system. Kids who are headed down the wrong road and need guidance. He's so passionate about it, and I think it's consuming his every waking thought."
"That isn't a bad thing," I said.
"Cade mentioned that some teens in town are becoming a menace, breaking into houses and stealing cars. If they can be turned around, that will be wonderful. Is that what you're talking about?"
Jackie nodded.
"Yes, there's one boy in particular, barely 12 years old. He and his older brother, who's 18, live alone since their dad died. Ron thinks the older brother's pretty rotten, and although there's no proof of it, Ron's afraid he's leading the younger one, Mike, down the wrong road."
"Ron just can't say no when someone needs help," Pat said, raising her cup to her lips.
"He's certainly available for Gerald when my son has a question about a law course from the university."
"I don't begrudge his time spent with Gerald," Jackie said. "But that brings up something else, Pat, which isn't your fault at all, and I shouldn't even mention it."
Pat and I waited.
"With Cora Dee and Gerald being prospective parents, I think it brings our childlessness back to Ron in a big way. He would have liked to have children, way back when we were first married, and I would have too, but it just didn't happen. We talked about adopting, but, well, one thing led to another. His busy law practice, my teaching job, and we sort of put it behind us."
Thinking of all the children who needed loving parents, I felt a little surprised at my friend. The sunny dining room fell silent, except for the soft click of our cups on coasters. Drawing a deep breath, Jackie said,
"Well, you're right. Adoption should have been top priority. Ron and I both loved children, but I had my kindergartners, and I guess I was selfish in not considering Ron's wishes."
"You know," I said, "we can all look back and wish we had or hadn't done certain things. Decisions of the past can't be changed, but it would be sad to let those decisions disrupt your happiness right now, in the present."
A small smile quirked Jackie's mouth. "Thanks, Ned. You're right, of course. I knew I could count on both of you. You're so wise."
I laughed out loud.
That's the first time in my life anyone has called me wise. I really thought you knew me better than that.
Pat giggled.
Jackie may not, but I sure do. Your main character trait is curiosity, Ned. But then, you're pretty nice, too. On that lighter note, our luncheon broke up. Pat and I had ridden to Jackie's together. Jackie hugged us both, and as we left, I felt much better about one problem, at least. Now all that was left were two deaths, in my mind suspicious deaths, and, as Pat said, I was definitely curious about both of them.